said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Hey, yes, it is indeed. Good morning, QT. Ed and Aaron here to entertain you for a Wednesday.
Yeah, welcome back, Jack.
Thank you.
And you haven't got COVID. And
no,
you got a text message, yeah? You got a text so you don't have COVID?
Yes, I did. Yes, indeed, I did. Results are ready.
Because aren't they just giving up on text messages now? Aaron just said there's no notifications coming if you're an exposure site.
Yes, absolutely. But for your test, you still get a message to tell you your result. But for exposure sites now, you could have been to somewhere where there's been a COVID positive case whilst you were there and you would not know. You'd have to actually go in and look and see. So they're not sending alerts anymore.
If they don't care about COVID anymore, why should we?
Yeah.
What's the point of me even checking in if they're not going to give me a notification if someone's in there riddled with COVID?
Well, there's no point.
Well, that's a very good point. But do you really want all your joints popping up?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
As alerts on your phone that come up on your home screen.
You know how annoying it is to have to check in everywhere?
It's really annoying.
Yes.
It's added.
And my phone doesn't always recognise the thing. My phone's given up.
What are you talking about?
Well, I put it up to the thing and then nothing happens. So I don't know.
You got to put it on camera.
Come on. Don't be like that.
Well, you know, the other issue is with mine, whenever I do it, it then brings up the New South Wales app, which has, of course, face identifier to let me in, but you're wearing a mask most of the time, so someone's got to fix that.
Ah, look, there's so much that needs to be fixed, and why do we bother doing anything when you can be charged on the biggest haul of cocaine importation this country's ever seen and allowed to wander off into the night?
Yeah, I know.
I've got to come back and check that story out.
All right.
What's his name? The hot guy?
Mustafa.
Back, yes.
Mustafa Baluch.
Is
that really worth a music stop?
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
The question I ask, would you bother being a police person in this joint? Is it worth it? You work really hard. You crack the biggest cocaine haul, case, alleged case. Ever, you get a dude, you go, yeah, you're going to charge you.
Can I give you some facts? I mean, yeah. I love dude and stuff, but police charged a 33-year-old restaurateur in June over his alleged involvement in a massive 900-kilogram importation of cocaine worth an approximate $270 million or 15 logies into Australia from Ecuador earlier this year.
I saw the vision.
Despite the seriousness of the charges.
Yeah, he's out on bail. So I saw the vision of them unloading the haul of cocaine off a container ship, Aaron, and it was like they had 40 or 50 people doing it manually, handing.
That were all involved. Oh, you mean the police did, sorry, not the alleged.
Yeah, no, it was all the police. I got every police person in Sydney.
What do you do?
There, and then so they just got in a conga line, so they all. They handed
airport
them.
Security, get down there now.
And they could have used a trolley. I'm not sure why they didn't.
No,
could have got a forklift, but I think they wanted the drama of everyone handing one box to the next person.
They all wanted to touch it.
They wanted to touch it. So, the guys, we got him.
Well, allegedly got a guy.
Yeah, allegedly.
I think
got
they
him.
Got him. It's so confusing. Where you just have to put allegedly
right
there all
alleged.
The time.
If he sues us, we'd have to be really unlucky. I mean, if he rings up the station and I was listening. Yeah.
That'd be huge.
I'm coming in today to sue you guys.
Imagine
for
if
what
we
you said
him.
About me.
Imagine.
On the app or live on the radio, man.
Should we offer him a prize? Anyway, what Peter Overton last night? I was this.
A Northern Beaches man accused of funding a $270 million cocaine shipment into Australia has gone on the run. Mustafa Baluch, who was on bail, suspected he was about to be taken back into custody. He cut off the tracking device on his ankle and vanished.
How easy is it to cut off these tracking devices?
It's a wonderful question because we're all thinking of an anklet. We always think like a cute one with a little unicorn on the side of it. But they've got to be more heavy duty than that. I mean, Aaron.
What do you get? A Stanley knife?
Well, no, I think.
How do you cut them off? What's the point of them being able to be cut off?
What are they made from?
It should be made of like titanium or something.
Yes, or
there's a fair bit on YouTube that takes you through
how to cut them off.
Yeah, no, of course
it's a tutorial, is there?
It's like a six-step guide.
You know what, though?
But that's the thing. Of course there's that. Electronic monitoring bracelet. I've got to Google images because I've never seen one before.
Yeah.
Okay, so they look to be like a really serious Fitbit. Mm. So extremely thick with sort of a metallic clasp and nothing on the outside.
So anyway, he cut his off allegedly last night or the other night.
I think he definitely cut it off.
Could have fallen off.
But you know what? What I'm interested in is one of the things I'm interested in because he had a $4 million beachside mansion as surety for the bail.
Mm.
So who gets that now?
You.
We all do because we're taxpayers, Ed. So we pay for the police. We fund the police.
Can it go in a lottery or not?
No, there'll be an auction.
Or the police, could they use it as a clubhouse, you know? Ooh. Could that be?
And if there happens to be any leftover stock there, then so be it.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Big feud in the world of comedy.
Yes.
Involving Dave Chappelle, African-American comedian, one of the biggest names in world comedy.
Well, such a big name that Netflix paid him over $20 million for his latest one-hour stand-up.
I think it's a series.
Oh, a series of three.
It's huge. But in his specials, some of his jokes involve transgender people, and they are not happy about it. They've been protesting at the front of Netflix's offices. They want him kicked off the Netflix, platform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing those sort of jokes for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's resisted ever stopping doing those jokes, and they haven't been happy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the latest round of stuff, the boss of Netflix, it involves an Australian comedian, this feud now. The boss of Netflix said, well, yeah, we're not kicking Dave Chappelle off Netflix. We've got a wide range of opinions. We also have Hannah Gadsby on Netflix. Hannah's a lesbian Australian comedian. Her special Nanette went worldwide, became a worldwide star after that.
Sorry, what's a Nanette? I have no idea.
Nanette is her special. It's the name of her comedy
special.
Oh,
okay, right.
So that went worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Can
I just jump in quickly on the boss of Netflix?
Yeah.
Because there's context which helps here. Now, a guy called Ted Sarandos, he is a massive comedy nerd. So someone who had been to his house reported the other day that it's comedy albums and books everywhere, and then he hosts dinners where it's just the head of Netflix and then five stand-up comedians.
Did not know that.
So he is desperate for this. One of his pillars was, I'm going to be a place for stand-ups because he wants to hang out with them, Husey, and he wants to have like intimate dinners with them.
Oh, yeah, great. Well, I did not know that. That's good news for comedians. So anyway, back to the situation. He says Hannah's on the platform, so is Dave. Hannah reads that. And then she says, don't associate me with Dave Chappelle.
Right.
Yeah, and she has a swing at Dave Chappelle and his special.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you go. So the boss of Netflix mentions Hannah Gadsby. She responds to that. Dave Chappelle must have seen that in his latest show. He talks about he will meet with transgender people, but he has conditions as to when he will meet with them. And this is how he ends that bit.
And thirdly, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny.
So the crowd go, whoa. And so that is where we're at now, Aaron. Mm-hmm. We're at this.
Right.
Ed, we had this conversation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I say? Oh, well, I'll say what I said to you.
Mm-hmm.
That what Dave Chappelle has done there is sell Hannah Gadsby a lot of tickets.
Absolutely. Because we now have two camps.
And I've got the same management as Hannah. So, and I texted the same thing to our mutual manager, and I said, "Have you got shows on sale?"
Yes,
they will go bazoom. Or I don't know. I said they will sell a lot,
and
he said, "We do. We've got a US tour on sale, and we're going to push forward the dates that it's going."
Oh, so they're actually bringing them forward to catch some of this.
Yes.
Wow.
And does she need an opening act? Does she need an opening act? I know, man. This is your opportunity. Yes. Have a go at someone and let's hope they have a go back at you. Who would you? This is your forum. Who would you like to start a comedic feud with?
But they've got to know me. They've got to mention my name. I just want them to say my name.
All right.
You've got to go hard then. You've got to say something that's going to make into. You've got to go real hard here. Think carefully. Go hard at someone.
Who can I go at? Seinfeld?
Well, he won't come back. He'll just laugh it off.
Seinfeld.
I'll go for Seinfeld.
With, Jerry, that guy does the big awards things all the time. Like, what's his name? That does the singing in the car.
Billy Crystal?
No, the one that does
James Corden.
James Corden. Go James Corden.
No, he said a comedian.
James is a nice guy. I don't know. But back to those two, though.
Okay.
I was at Montreal a couple of years ago, and guess who ran up to Hannah Gadsby to congratulate her on her special?
Who?
Nanette. Dave Chappelle did.
You were there?
I was there.
What? You saw that happen?
He ran up to her and said, congratulations.
What?
I was so jealous. I was jealous then and I'm jealous now that he says she's not funny.
Wait.
It bloody annoys me, man.
You buried the lead here. You've buried the lead. That's massive.
What did you lead with?
Yes, that's a headline. So he is a liar. That's what you're saying. He's a liar.
He ran up to Hannah Gadsby at Montreal and said, you're brilliant.
What?
He did.
He's a liar.
And
say
at
it.
The time, I swear to God, at the time, Hannah didn't know who, didn't really acknowledge him. So she's like blanked him almost.
Well, this is massive.
So that was, maybe that is where his feud has come from.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
And this is about your pets. Everyone thinks their pet is special and interesting.
No, not everyone.
No. Well, most people do. But Chrissy from Animals Extras Talent Agency is the person who actually puts them into ads and shows, etc. Chrissy, nice to speak to you again this morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Well, we're going well. Now
we had you on originally.
We did.
We put a casting call out on this radio station, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did last Friday,
And we're going to get a result, I believe. But who was our star?
Well, we needed a humping dog, and we were spoken to by Tyra and Ronan, who have a dog called Teddy, who's mad for a hump, particularly when he gets hold of a caterpillar toy that he's deeply in love with. And so along went Tyra with Teddy to an audition, which was filmed, and this is what happened.
He was a bit nervous to start with, but with, you know, some treats and that caterpillar toy, we ended up getting him there. And then there was another prop he had to hump, and he just was not having a bar of it. It was a leg.
Yeah, so what they do, they strap the caterpillar to the back of the leg.
That didn't work. So it ended up being me laying flat on the bed right next to this prop leg. And then the producer was holding his back legs and I was holding his front legs and we were both moving him together. And they used all the TV magic to get rid of us.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that, but you do know whether Teddy the humping dog has actually booked the commercial, has he?
They absolutely love him. They just thought he was a natural and he stole the show. Yeah, they really adored him. So, yes, he'll be part of it for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So thank you guys for finding him. They love Teddy.
Yeah. Look, we're here to help, Chrissy. We are here to help.
Where can he go from there?
Oh, no, movies.
He spin off into his own series.
Sometimes in a film, like an Adam Sandler movie.
The world is his oyster.
Wow. Exactly. Could he enter the world of adult entertainment or not? Why not? Come on,
sorry,
mate.
Chrissy.
Does that world exist?
Is it possible,
Doggy.
Could he have an OnlyFans? Could he do OnlyFans?
I don't like this.
Yeah, but who'd special watch it and pay?
It has to be called something different. Yeah.
Like, where's your audience for it? Because I don't know if other dogs would.
They have a site called OnlyFurs.
OnlyFurs, yeah.
OnlyFurs. Well, we're thinking about
it. Enough about that. You could have created something.
Well, I could have, yes, you're right. That's our area. Now, Chrissy, you were sent some videos because a lot of people, I'm sure, want to come to Animals Extras Talent Agency because we've seen that the process works. And Husey sent you some videos of his
rescue dogs.
No, Bubbles and Barkley.
Bubbles and Barkley.
Let's play the Barkley one because Barkley has known to bite. Barkley is not much to look at. Barkley.
You're not an expert, mate.
When you say bite, Ed, you've got to specify children.
Children.
He doesn't specialise in children.
No, but he doesn't discriminate.
No, he doesn't. He just sees flesh and goes for it. So
let's have a listen to what you said.
Barkley.
It's just you.
Okay, so no skills.
No, but that's an audio.
No skills. Chrissy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is Barkley to book some professional work from what you've seen?
Well, I thought Barkley was really cute, but, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I think he's got a really great head for radio.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Oh, so you're saying Barkley and he's
no.
No, well, that is, it hurts me. It hurts Barkley.
He's
what about
cute.
Bubbles?
He's cute.
He's not cute. You don't have to say that. All right, let's listen to
Bubbles. Bubbles.
Oh, Bubbles. Bubbles.
Oh, look, yeah.
Bubbles.
Oh, my God. That sounds like only Fern. That's like
Fern. That's not only Fern. That was the tapping you heard was Bubbles' tail hitting the carpet.
Yeah, it was. He was so happy.
Yeah. Is Bubbles more likely?
I'm sure we could get Bubbles into some dog clothing or something like that. Some nice collars. He'd do well, I think.
Bit of catalogue work.
You think, so Bubbles.
Bit of catalogue work, yeah.
Bubbles has potential to book some jobs.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, both of them have. They have
because
it doesn't matter what your dog looks like. That it's
there's ugly dogs.
All kinds. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, people love
amazed
that.
What dogs get booked. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your dog looks like.
I didn't think we would get humping dogs booked, but there you go. We've done it.
We've done it. Chrissy from Animals Extras Talent Agency. If you've got an ugly dog, then hit her up because they could still work.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Erin Mullen, you've got yourself the Brisbane Olympics are on the way.
They are.
And we know that you've got someone who will be competing.
So Eliza had her first gymnastics lesson yesterday.
Yes.
And you guys, my 3.5-year-old, and you guys will know that I was a very accomplished gymnast as a youngster.
Well, we've got your word for that. Well, I haven't seen any vision.
Actually, I think I was the oldest person to ever compete in level one, which I was 14 and the rest of them were about 6.
Oh, hang on. So were you a good gymnast or not?
I was a better coach.
Vision? Is there vision of you?
Okay. I think I was actually very good. I wasn't an Olympian.
All right. Do your parents have vision of you doing gymnastics?
I don't think so. Anyway.
If you were good,
what do you
they
mean
would?
If I was good? My what, parents if, aren't elitists. They don't just film people being good at stuff.
I've got my...
you film your kids and they're not good at everything.
Yeah, but some of them are, you know, if my kid climbs a tree, I take a photo, you know.
It was like the 1980s, bro. They didn't have that back then.
Oh, well, that's true. There wasn't
so many. But don't worry, I filmed Eliza. So it was our first lesson. We went to this place near Maroubra. And anyway, I'd shown her all these videos of what to do, like online, because she was really excited about doing gymnastics. And the mini trampoline is what she wanted to do. So you do bunny hops on a mini trampoline and kick your legs up. And then the instructor kind of flips you. And she kept saying to me she didn't want to be flipped. She just wanted to jump on the trampoline and move on. So anyway, when we got there, it was all exciting. There's about 20 other kids there. So there's a lot of other kids, all mums and dads and carers. And anyway, then you start and do the obstacle course, the cycle. And as soon as you got to the little mini trampoline, the lady actually, I've got to find out her name, but she's an ex-Olympic swimmer, they were telling me. And she's very strong and...
Dawn Fraser?
No. You know, I'm a sports reporter, right? Like, you know that I'd know Dawn Fraser.
Yeah, well, so it wasn't her?
No, it wasn't her. So anyway, Eliza got up there and did her little bunny hops. And then old mate went to grab her and you just hear this piercing, "Don't touch me!"
Oh, stranger
danger. Jeez. Yeah. And anyway, so that it was a little, all the other, one kid started crying. He was on the balance beam and it was a little bit intense. But anyway, what I was really proud about is that the lady actually didn't listen. She just flipped her anyway.
Yeah, good.
But she's
actually, I don't know about that with gymnastics, whether that's good or not.
Well, okay, when I say flip, it was just a forward roll. But anyway, she did it. And what I was so proud about, because the whole rest of the circuit, she just kept saying, "No, I'm not flipping. No, no more flip. No more flip." And we went back up there and she allowed her to do it again. And then she did it 3 times. Even though she wasn't comfortable, she pushed herself.
Yeah.
And so that's how the Eastern Bloc won the medals, mate. No, it didn't exist. Mate.
Olga Corbett, Nadia Comaneci. Yeah, yep.
You're doing the flips, mate. Then,
so she's back again this week, is she?
Yeah,
next
because,
week?
Well, to be honest, at the end when the lady did the kind of everyone had to wave their little ribbons to say goodbye, Eliza started crying and said she didn't want to go home. So it was, all's well that ends.
Can't you move in?
Potentially.
Cool time.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
7:30 on 7 Monday night, guys. Big Brother VIP will be on our screens.
Yeah, and then there's some heavy hitters who've flown in from OS.
Absolutely some, right. No more so than former White House insider, number one New York Times best-selling author, Omarosa. This is a little bit of her in the promo.
It wasn't just Monica. There was a whole line of women. I was the highest-ranked African-American woman working in the White House for Donald Trump. Assistant to the president, which is the highest rank that you can get.
And boy, did she blow it.
Ms. Jenner is running to be the governor of California. If she takes me out, then she wins points with Donald Trump. There's no question in my mind he's watching. And he's watching what she does.
I love the quote from, I've managed to swim with the sharks in politics and I'm ready to swim with the sharks in the Big Brother house.
That's excellent. And joining us on the line from the United States, Omarosa, top of the morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I feel like the Big Brother is going to be like an episode of West Wing with you involved. Like, is there walking and talking? This is a lot of wheeling and dealing going on inside that house.
Yes, there was a lot of wheeling and dealing. First of all, thanks for having me on. I'm very excited to talk with you about my experience. Mm. And yes, it was a very interesting experience being in that house with all those different people.
Did you walk in and kind of know who any of them were?
No, I didn't. I walked in with Ellie and Bernie, and if you'd have given me $1 million, I didn't know who they were. And that's no disrespect to them. I'm sure they're wonderful, very well-known people in Australia. But no, I not
Ellie.
Yeah, Ellie and Bernie, we don't know who they are honest.
Bernard Curry, the actor, and Ellie Gonzalez, the model.
I stand corrected. My wife loves Bernard Curry, so yeah, I've never heard him called Bernie, all right?
Because you're not mates with him.
No, I'm not mates with him. So yeah, all right, I stand corrected there. They're big names.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes. Okay.
But what about Caitlyn Jenner? I mean, everyone knows Caitlyn. So were you and her friends before the show?
No, you know, unfortunately, she didn't talk to me very much during production. She only talked with the girls. She didn't talk to me. So
really,
I can't even tell you that I got to know her very well. No, she did. She made no attempt whatsoever to talk to me. Now, she did spend a lot of time talking about me, but she didn't make any attempt to talk to me. So
that is unusual.
That was very much like being back in the U.S.
Oh, really?
So the promo shows her talking about me. And
no,
they
I know that, but
me
you
talking, responding to her.
Yes, that's right. Because you make the point that, yes, she thinks, you know, you think that Caitlyn Jenner's trying to curry favor with Donald Trump by ignoring you.
Yes, because I came to Australia to escape all of that. I wanted to get away from Trump this, Trump that, insurrection, investigations, all that. I wanted to come to Australia and have an authentic experience. And then I walk into the house trying to get to know people, and all Caitlyn did was talk about how much she loves Donald Trump and how much she respects him and how much she wants him to support her campaign for governor. I was sitting there going, no, I came all the way here to get away from these crazy Trump-loving people.
But also, the people who are loving Trump obviously haven't spent, or some of them may have, but you've spent a lot of time with him, so you've got inside information, don't you?
Literally a book full
of
it.
Yes, 18 years known Donald Trump, unfortunately.
Can I ask you, Omarosa, and I know that I read this morning in the Telegraph that you don't really want to talk about him, and you've made that pretty clear as to why, but you obviously felt some form of respect for him, to work with him and for him that closely for so long. So did you not see the side of him that you didn't like until later on, or did you just bank that because it was just a job for you?
Well, no, thank you for that question. And I hate to sound like a broken record, but certainly please buy Unhinged. It's available on Amazon. It'll break down all of the history of the 18 years with Donald Trump. But the reason I said that was because I met all these incredible people. I met Matt and Dane, my two besties on the show, and then Luke, who told me about his beautiful daughter. And so when people want to talk about Donald, it's because I really want to talk about this very once-in-a-lifetime unique experience that I had in Australia in the Big Brother house. So please forgive me if I just want to tell people to watch our show and to tell them about our show as opposed to talking about Donald, because you guys, I'm sure, get tons and tons of information about
Omarosa, we don't. Not we don't true. Get people don't. Who know him.
Yeah, we, don't.
That, we just don't.
So. We don't get that, you know.
We're still going to watch the show. I promise you, we'll still watch the show.
Can I ask you one question, Omarosa? I know that, I hear what you said. One question. You got to choose between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. We know you know Bill really well as well. So Who?
Wait a minute! Don't say it like that. That means definitely.
Come on, man.
Good point. Good
you
pick
know
up.
Him really well.
I wasn't meaning it like that.
Mind you, that leads into the question he wants to ask. Go.
Who do you trust?
A tricky question.
Well, who do you trust more, Bill or Donald? You've had big. Not. I mean, yeah. Can you? Yeah. Who would you trust more, Bill or Donald?
Hillary.
Wow.
Good answer.
What a triumvirate. Well, it's on. It's going to be massive. Big Brother VIP premieres Monday, 7:30 on 7. The book is called Unhinged, Omarosa, and absolute number one New York Times bestseller. And you can follow her on Instagram and Twitter. She got one name, just like Madonna, Omarosa. Thanks for your time.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
We do not judge them, great or small. 131060, get on the line, win your $100 voucher to Char Grill Charlie's. Now, Erin, we're starting with you. What have we got?
So this afternoon, or like an early dinner, you know Kath Cox, who played netball for Australia and superstar, Channel 9 star? So her and I are going to a little pub with our little girls just for kind of an early dinner.
Beautiful.
And I'd text her saying, is there a good kind of pub around where I'm staying in near where she lives that's kind of good for bubbers. And at the same time as I text her, I Googled. And anyway, the first place that came up is the one she replied with.
Perfect. And your phone's listening.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
No, I don't think so. That's just... That's one of the poorest coincidences we've ever had. Well, sometimes you have.
You said you don't judge.
Sometimes you've got to break your own rules.
Oh, nice.
And as a group, we need to be better than that.
Well, let's see if Rachel.
I think that's worth a meeting after the show. Honestly.
If I've got to go, sorry, I don't have time.
Nah, that's a warning. That's a warning.
I didn't mind it because it was like about
Thank
the deep
you,
state and about 5G Thank listening.
Just get your tinfoil hat off.
Pete Evans.
Even the phone wasn't listening to that story.
Rachel. Rachel, hey. Everybody's fighting. You're going to save us. What is your coincidence?
I really hope so. Morning, Hughesy, Ed and Aaron. Yesterday,
the bar's been set low, so you're very lucky. It's actually good.
Well, that's good. Because I really want that voucher. I'm trying to get my
Well, you've got the voucher
there.
For being on. You don't know. It doesn't matter.
Even better. Yeah. So yesterday I started teaching and we're learning about Albert Einstein. We don't usually do that sort of topic, you know, in primary school. And we're looking at, you know, intrinsic, extrinsic values and what would have motivated him.
He did E equals MC squared.
Theory of relativity. Yeah. Changed the way we looked at the universe.
Theory of relativity. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so I just started and this little boy at the back pipes up and he goes, Miss, oh, I watched a documentary about that yesterday. I can tell you lots. And he finished my lesson.
I'm sorry.
It's coincidental.
That one's doing the rounds on Foxtel at the moment. It's really good. I watched it the other day as well.
How old was the kid? What are we talking?
Oh, Lenny would be year five, so 10,
good on
11.
There's very few year fives watching Albert Einstein docos in their free time. You know what I mean? That is great.
Well done.
Especially relative to Aaron's. Mm.
You know? I was about to say, that hasn't blown me away. But yeah, thanks, Rach.
Oh, hang on. Are you five watching Albert Einstein? No, that's big.
I'm just saying if it's doing the round on Netflix.
Oh, well, there was absolutely no need for you to say that, Ed. You actually diminished her.
You diminished it.
Why did you do that?
Why?
Well, it's doing the rounds.
Because the coincidence is I watched it the other day. You missed that because I had already or also watched it the other day.
Yeah, because it was doing the rounds, mate.
Exactly.
It was everywhere. Basically,
no, you should have said that's almost impossible to find. But you found it and she found it. That would have been better. We've got to – come on, guys. Now,
Lisa.
Oh, that's two meetings now after the show.
Lisa, bring it home.
So my two sister-in-laws, they are both partnered or married to Stevens. My sister is married to a Steve and my sister's brother-in-law is partnered to a Steve.
That is incredible.
It's coincidental Wednesday.
Oh, and who are you married to?
I'm not. I'm ex.
Have you got a Steve in your future or not? Are you single?
No. Yes, I am single.
Are you looking to mingle?
probably not at the moment.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, but if fair enough.
Stephen Bradbury? Slide in.
What about Steven?
Quite literally.
Steven Seagal.
Spielberg.
A nice He's a nice guy, isn't he? Yeah. Steven
Seagal. Is he?
Jeez, no.
Steven,
Spielberg.
Spielberg, yep, absolutely.
Steven.
No, we're not playing names.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're just going to name Steven.
Name Steven.
Steven Curry.
Anyway.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
We've received a lot of correspondence about you stopping your wife living her life, and it's been called, I won't repeat the phrase, but it hasn't been nice. And so the other day, yesterday, in fact, you were telling us how much you hate it when your wife tries to do something for herself. Yeah. And this is what was said.
The other night, my wife said, I want to go for a walk. And I'm like, great, good on you. And then I said to my two daughters who were on the couch at the time, who wants to go for a walk with mum? Mm-hmm. Knowing that they would probably want to go for a walk with mum, because when mum goes for a walk on her own, after about 5 minutes, I get, where's mum? And then mum, my wife, looked at me like I had done something wrong.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I said, what's the issue? Yeah. I said, but they want to go with you. She said, but I wanted to listen to a podcast.
I pulled the wrong rein. I learned a lesson. You know, I honestly thought that she wanted to spend all her time with our daughters.
That's not the message that Leah Smith got, because she's written in, are you serious? You can't honestly be that stupid and self-centered to realize that your wife, who does everything and puts up with you, doesn't deserve to have 20 minutes on her own without you taking it away from her and then making her out to be the bad guy? This is super sad. Maybe rather than an apology, organize a weekly time, blah, 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 goes on a bit. Truly get your S together as a decent husband and put your wife first, and you're whining about the children not wanting you, and do something to change that dynamic. No wonder. You can travel for weeks and they don't miss you. That should sadden the hell out of you rather than it being material for an upcoming radio show. Seriously, man, I'm calling the Wambulance now for you diddums. Three crying faces.
it's a harsh letter, but I honestly think it's possibly fair. And I need to change my ways, and, you know, but in my defense,
please.
I tried to scurry my wife out of the house last night, I think it was, to go for a walk. And she actually said, no, I will take the girls.
Yeah, because you've guilted her now. You've ruined the only thing she ever had to look forward to.
I said, no, don't take them.
Yeah, but you told the girls she doesn't want them to go with her, so now she has to take them every single time.
Oh, she look, again, you learn. You live and you learn.
What will you do? What are you going to do to make it up to her?
Yeah. Now, I need to find mummy time. Mummy, I've got to do something that's just... look, she's working. She goes.
Why don't you buy her a massage, like a voucher?
Yes, not to your massage parlor. That could be awkward.
Why don't you send her
a massage parlor?
You're local.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
I'm angry at the time and what it does to your mind, you know. I'm trying to keep active. I'm trying to keep fit. Last night I'm out for a run. Yeah, huge. I'm running. I'm 3 kilometres away from my house.
Sick.
I'm running. And then my Apple Watch goes and I look at it and go, who's this? Oh, it's my mate Dave. I press hello and he goes, where are you? Oh, and I go, what? Where am I? He goes, you're meant to be on a Zoom gig right now. I'm like, right now, I'm 3 kilometres away, and I sprint. Sprint 3 kilometres like a crazy person down the streets to try to get home in time so I don't lose the money from the gig. Do you think they were bloody, did they thank me for all my hard work? I turn up on the Zoom sweating like a pig and I go, guys, I nearly died to get here. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Who was the client, just out of interest?
It was a poor company.
It was a source. They do S-O-U-R-C-E. They do Whole Foods. So, yeah. Anyway, they're a great company.
You can't remember their name.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Can I just applaud? I think we should applaud Erin Molan and her way that she's navigating single life and staying amicable with her ex-partner. So it's just, we're very happy about it, Erin.
No, it's the best thing for the child and for everyone involved. And Sean and I, my ex, separated only about 2 months, 2.5 months or so ago now, but it was his birthday a couple of days ago. So we wanted to do a cake with Eliza because she loves, you know, one of us, whoever's birthday it's not, will light the candles with her. She'll carry the cake. We'll walk out with her and she loves it. So we did that a couple of days ago. Jackie?
What do you think?
It's good.
Is it good?
It's burning.
Oh, yeah.
Burning.
Oh. Okay, let's go. Hip, hip.
Hip. Away.
So oh, cute. Little boys are so cute.
Did she blow? Did she? Was she did. She, but she the, got the candles out. Yeah,
the issue was that she'd put the candles in upside down, so lighting the plastic end of them didn't go particularly well. That was that burning sizzle.
Yeah, oh, but if you try hard enough, you can get it done.
No, right. Absolutely. But yeah, anyway, after we had the cake, so Sean just came into my place. He then asked where his present was. And I was like, we're separated. Why would I get you a present? And he said, well, I'm Eliza's father. I'm like, well, Eliza should get you a present then. Why would I get you a present?
Oh, hang on. But you hadn't on behalf of, because she is three and I don't know if she's working at the moment.
had a quiet COVID period, yeah.
She's off work because of COVID. But she's also a lorry driver. You hadn't organised a present quote on her behalf.
Why would I organise a present?
Oh, no, that's bad. Sorry, hey, I'm also, on Sean's side now. You needed to do it from that.
No, yeah. but what?
From Eliza.
But a three-year-old Eliza, she probably likes craft, does she? She could have made Daddy a present.
Well, there was a thing on the fridge of dinosaurs. So I said to Sean as he was leaving, just grab that picture off the fridge of the dinosaurs. That can be your present.
You
and he didn't even want it.
You could have got Eliza to hand it to him, though. You possibly could have.
Oh, for the love of God. I welcomed him into my home and sung happy birthday and sat with him for an hour.
Well, he's a policeman and he's right.
Yeah, but the question is, do you celebrate your ex's birthday by giving them presents?
When there's a child involved and you've got to go with the kid and it's from the kid, but you do it in order so that 100%.
Wasn't it Father's Day the other day, though?
Has to be tit for tat. It was Father's Day back in September.
Yeah, right.
So, when's your birthday?
Well, see, my birthday, funnily enough, was the day after we separated, so I got nothing.
Well, there you go, mate. She got nothing. He gets nothing. If he ponies up next year, she'll pony up.
But it's about Eliza.
But I tell you what he is doing, though, in his defence. So I told you earlier about my coincidence that we're going to the pub this afternoon just for a couple of hours. Well, Sean's actually offered to drive and drop us there and then pick us up, and then he and Eliza are going to have a sleepover.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cute. Eventually that is going to stop, though, I imagine.
Why?
Because other partners will be involved.
Oh, God, don't.
Well, these things happen. But how long? How long can you keep giving your ex birthday presents? That's the question.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Talking celebrating your ex's birthday.
Or do you? Maybe you don't. I certainly don't. But I mean, I'm going to be honest here and say that when the date that my ex's birthday is on, I wonder whether, you know, you could text or not.
Oh, God.
But we're like 20 years down the track. It'd be weird now.
No, it wouldn't.
No, it would be weird.
It would be.
Hey. Like I haven't spoken to her for 15 years.
Whatever.
So you still think about her on every birthday?
But once a year when the date pops up.
Yeah, right.
That's okay, isn't it?
I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What?
Makes me feel uncomfortable in the stomach.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I haven't spoken for 15 years.
That's even worse, to be honest.
Oh, you don't know the date of one of your ex's birthdays?
And I don't even remember Sean's.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
He had to tell me it was his birthday for the cake.
Really?
Yeah. I totally forgot.
Yeah, well, I'm more empathetic, probably. Probably. But also, I have less exes.
That's true.
Good point.
One date to remember. Annette from Glenmore Park. Okay. What do you do? Ex, celebrate the birthday?
Absolutely.
That's nice.
How long have they been ex?
Well, my son now is an adult, but as a young child, I mean, you're not going to send your daughter out to go and get a job, Erin. It's her dad. You've got to buy him something, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's a good lesson early on, character building, I think.
But are you still doing it?
No, my son's an adult now and he doesn't buy for his father.
All right, so when your son turned 18, the present tap turned off, is that right? Or?
When he was about 14.
Yeah, that's fair because he's got his own. Yeah. He can go out and nailed it.
But hang on, would your ex give you a birthday present on your birthday?
No. But
he's
you've got to be the
though,
better
yeah.
person. But Erin, your ex seems like a lovely fella. You want presents on your birthday from your daughter? Do the right thing, babe.
There you go.
Yeah, but
I mean, you know, appearances can be deceiving.
I don't think she is going to get any presents off her ex on her birthday.
I might.
Well, you'll have to use your credit card.
Well, he did message, remember, if he could use my credit card for the Iconic last week. Whoa. So that's a good point. Annette, you have a great way of looking at life, my love. You're exactly right. Thanks for the call.
Craig's from Cronulla. Craig, celebrate the ex's birthday, do ya?
No, not a chance. They're an ex for a reason.
Yeah, ex for a reason. It's a well-worn saying. So, I don't know. Oh, whatever. So do you think about them on their birthday?
No.
All right, hang on. Have you got a significant ex, someone you went out with for a number of years?
Yeah, for 13 years.
Yeah, right.
All right, so you know her birth date, though, don't you?
Yes.
Think about it, though.
No, I'm saying on the day. You would think about her on the day. Come on, Craig.
No, definitely not.
See? Thank you, Craig.
Are you still single, Craig? Or?
No, I'm not single, no. Yeah.
What date is it, Craig? Can we get the date?
It's 17th of January.
He doesn't think about it. Can't even remember it. That's fair. Craig, I'm on Craig's side. Good on you, Craig. Kelly from Epping, you must celebrate an ex's birthday. Come on.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah, there we go.
They're still a human. They deserve to enjoy their birthday, right?
Thank you so much.
But how long have they been an ex for?
So mine's pretty fresh. 1 year this week. And we've been married for close on 18 years.
Yeah, well, come on.
Monday this
isn't. It's an easing out. So this is the first birthday where they'll be an ex.
This is the first birthday. Yeah. So we've had it. We had it on Monday.
How much did you spend on the present?
I spent $160.
Oh, Kelly! What are you doing? On a rugby jersey? Oh. Which one?
The Indigenous Wallabies one. It's like a fitted.
No, I know the one. It's pretty good.
In fact, Kirtley Bill, I think, contributed to the design of that. It's a beautiful jersey.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's really good. So look, I can't imagine not celebrating his birthday. Honestly, I think
Kelly.
I just respect him still.
Oh, God, we're getting emotional now.
For my son to see, he's 15 now. So and my husband still buys me presents. My ex still buys me presents. So I don't know if that's for my son. He's just started work himself now. But going forward, it's not tit for tat. I think I'll always buy him a present on his birthday.
That's beautiful.
Well, I mean, good on you, and good on you for keeping your heart open.
Yep.
You know,
I think you guys might renewal. What's that word?
Renew vows.
Get back together. What's that word?
Unheard of, this kind of. It's just a respect thing. I still.
Who broke up with who? Can I ask Kelly or not?
It's a difficult one, and I don't really want to say it on air in case lots of people are listening. But yeah.
There's a lot of people listening.
QZ, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Absolutely. Get out and about is what I would say. But be careful when you're walking because you don't want to wear out your shoes too quickly. I've got a 12-year-old son who is absolutely burning through sneakers. You guys have seen the photos, haven't you? Have you seen the last three pairs of sneakers? Have I shown you that photo?
Yeah, you have. And it's all of the wear seems to be on the inside toes. So is he using it in that way that you see here in nonstop, where kids stop their skateboard with the inside of their shoe? Or is he pronating and that's just the way that his feet fall?
What's pronate? The back of the I've never heard that
word.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It rolls in. It doesn't mean it rolls
does
in.
Does it? I don't know.
I think that's what it means. Yeah, because the back of the shoes aren't that worn. It's the front. It's the front and inside.
Where the big toe is.
Yeah.
It's the big toe. And he just chewed right through them. And he's gone through three pairs of runners in 6 months.
I feel like you need the inserts. Podiatrist, I think maybe. I don't know. But that's true. My son is 3 years old and his feet keep growing so quick.
That's part of the
issue. He's tall, Arnold, isn't he?
I don't know what he is.
He does look
tall as well, by the way. Raph's tall.
Raph's tall. Yep.
Raph's almost as tall as me, which is quite tall.
It's going to get awkies.
It won't get awkward, mate.
It's going to get awkies.
Because he weighs 40 kilos.
Oh, okay, you can still take him.
Absolutely. I'll take him. But Ali from Harrington Park, have you got kids and have you got the same issue?
Yes, I do, Hughie. I feel your pain. Our 11-year-old goes through shoes every 3 months and Miss 14 is not much better.
See, that's the... Is it that they're wearing them out or is it the feet growing? What is it?
It's a combination of both. It's the riding the bike and using your feet as brakes. It's the dragging your feet when you walk.
Yes.
It's the running. We have very active children, so they're always out and about. So, I feel you.
In a way, it's a good problem to have because very they are so out and about. And my son is not a bike rider, to be honest. He's a feet dragger and he plays basketball and he just drags his feet all over the court.
Mm-hmm. So what would you spend on a pair of shoes, right? So what's the balance? Because you obviously want something that supports their feet, but you don't want to be spending a heap of money. Like, what quality do you go for?
Yeah, my wife, she's a thrifty shopper. So yeah. I reckon we're spending around $100 per shoes, which
that's
is...
thrifty, is it?
Or well, maybe like it's not. Lot. Maybe that's... All right, I've
you've lost all perspective because you're so rich.
So when he comes to you and he says, "Dad, I've worn out my Balenciagas. You need to line up at the city store to get me some more." What do you say?
I don't know that term you're talking about.
No, it sounds like a group. There are no sadder group of humans than those probably currently lining up to get some of the worst sneakers of all time outside the Balenciaga store.
I don't know.
Big shout out to you.
All right.
It's a sad looking group.
We're giving Ali and everyone who calls on this topic a voucher to wear.
Athlete's Foot, yes. Everybody.
Everyone gets some what? Shoes from Athlete's Foot.
I love the Athlete's Foot.
Is it big $100. Honey? Yeah, big $100. So you get Husey money.
Me? Can I go?
No, you're a weird guy with too many shoes. Now, Luke from Cobbity, who you got, Luke? Who's at home? Who's doing you in?
Both my kids. I've got a 5-year-old little girl and an 8-year-old boy, and they're just growing like giants, probably out of shoes every 3 months.
So. 3 months, Luke. That's where I'm at. It's ridiculous, Luke.
Out of control.
Get them some sandals. Ancient Rome had it, right? Give them some sandals and they'll get through adulthood with them.
Why do they need shoes at all? Why don't they just barefoot it?
My wife does try to get them in sandals, but I'm more of a basketball, so I'm trying to get them in a pair of Jordans.
We'll get you on your way with a $100 voucher, aren't we?
My son just grew out of a pair of Jordan 4s that I bought him. He's 3 years old, and I said, we're not throwing them out. I'll have as many kids as I need to fill
these
shoes.
You're having a crack at me about my $100 shoes, and he's buying a 3-year-old Jordans? I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's a good point, actually, Ed.
Alicia from Oran Park, same situation.
Yes, totally. I've got 3 boys, a 2-year-old, 6-year-old, and 8-year-old, but my 6-year-old goes from in 2 weeks.
What? But, all right, is that growing, or is he wearing them out so they can't be passed down to the younger one?
Wearing them out. He uses his feet as brakes on his bike, scooter.
Okay, we've got to stop. We invented back brakes and hand brakes on bikes for a reason.
I know, you're right.
I like it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Everyone's getting their vouchers. Susie and Aaron. But today.